All right, hold on. Tyler Bowers, listen, that LCQ, you're riding around. You're not going to make it. You're just kind of there. AP's battling with you, gets by you. And then somebody looks like they hit the – this is the before your time, but the Ivan Stewart nitro button on the truck video game.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden you just catch Cunningham and you're just – you're all over AP again and then you get in.
Yeah, I mean, like, I thought they only took two. And don't get me wrong, I was still, like, trying to charge as much as I could, but it wasn't, like, unnecessary risk. And then I saw on the pit board, it was, like, need one more. And I was like, wait, one more? Like, and then I was like, oh, they take four. And then I tried to just stay out of the LCQs. That's really bad news for me. So then I started sending it, and then AP kind of made a mistake, and I was just like,
Cunningham, he was riding all by himself.
Yeah, he was all by himself, and then we just ended up catching him, and then it was, I made it in, so I was pumped on that.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. Quiet day for you all day, I thought.
Yeah. I came into this a little bit injured. I got some like shoulder things going on. I mean, I was injured in Germany at the first round, and then whatever. It's just been it's been a horrible last couple months for me. So it's been, and then like the rain, and then just like trying to get the whole program together has been like pretty last minute. So I came into this like really unprepared, and I'm so surprised how well I did.
Oh, okay.
Like honestly. Yep. So and then like that I lived through the main event, and I didn't get tired. I'm like, cool, like let's move on. Let's go to the next weekend. So
track, I was telling this to a few other guys, track was like an East Coast track out there, man. I guess that's just all the rain they've been getting here. But dude, guys were going sideways and hooking ruts and everything.
I was really impressed with how technical they made it for the first round. It was really technical. I mean, it was pretty safe technical, but it was really technical. Like even just the little like triple out of the corner after the finish line, and then the big triple was like, you wouldn't die if you cased it, but you lost time if you cased it, and you had to be perfect around the corner and stuff. And that was like awesome, like how technical they made the track, and it made for great racing, and I loved it. So
main event for you, what'd you think?
I was all right. I bad start. Typical up at LCQ, I was like second outside gate. Me and Plessner were out there, and then came around, started charging through. I caught up, like I was in 14th, I think. And then I started hearing a bunch of noise coming from my rear wheel. And then when you're in the back like that, people are running into you and stuff.
Yep.
So I thought I had a couple broken spokes. So I was like looking back and kind of freaking out on it. Rolled like half the track and realized I didn't die. Like nothing locked up. Yeah. So then I started taking off again. And then came back to, I think I was in like 15th or 16th.
Yep.
I fell at the last lap again.
Yeah.
And then so I passed all these dudes, and then they passed me back. I let them by, and then passed them again, and then I waved them by laying on the ground at the end. So I ended up 17th. So like I said, I'm impressed. I'm really happy with my riding, but not happy with like the things I just had to deal with, or the positions I put myself in.
Sure.
Came back, found out I broke my chain roller off, and it was a chain just slapping on the frame, which is sketchy, but not that sketchy.
Yeah, it's still a little sketchy. But hey, all new look for you, Answer. And I mean, you were a 7 guy for a long time, and it's going to take me some time to get used to the new bear.
Yeah, it's definitely different. You know, the guys at 7 were great to me, and it was awesome. You know, they always treated me well. But the Answer guys and I are, you know, we kind of are having the same forward momentum in the same direction. So, you know, they're very welcoming, and I couldn't be happier here with them. We brought the 500 here this weekend. I don't know if you came by to see it.
I saw a Guns N' Roses band.
Yeah, we had a GNR cover band here, and I had the 500. It was pretty cool. So it's the whole retro theme and stuff is more their style and more my style too. So it was pretty cool.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, no, it's just gonna take me a little bit of time to get used to it. But it's a strong look. I like it. Anything that's retro, I'm in, because I'm old as fuck. So
it's the 90s. So this weekend we're here out of the Answer rig, but after this we go back to the box, so it's going to be full 90s all over again. I love it.
All right, Bear, thanks, man, appreciate it.
Right on, thank you.